Talk about what got you here. You want to tell me about that?
It's right there in front of you. Why you want to talk about that again?
Because now you're mine.
The early release of Gerald Greeson, also known as Stone, a convicted arsonist, rests in the hands of Jack Mabry, a parole review officer.
Well, why do you get to walk around free and I don't?
I wasn't convicted of a crime.
Okay, you never did anything bad. Never did anybody no wrong. I had to be forgiven for nothing.
The question is hanging like an axe over Jack's head. For 30 years, he served the law. He has an air of self-righteousness. But Jack, a regular churchgoer, is unkind to his wife and a cynic.
What request is on the top of my prayer list for today? Is it a selfish request or one that will bring God glory?
You lost your place again.
Do you believe in all this?
What?
Jack's dysfunctional marriage crumbles further as he starts an affair with Lucetta, a beautiful young woman, and Stone's wife.
You're a good man for helping us. I appreciate it.
I mean, you know that nobody can know about this. You know that, right?
Robert De Niro interprets the introverted Jack.
This temptation, the siren in front of him, and the guilt and all these kind of classic, almost biblical sort of temptation. And to me it was kind of like a morality tale.
What Jack does not know is that Stone had asked his wife to influence Jack in writing a favorable parole review for him. And Lucetta goes above and beyond the call of duty.
About him. It's going to happen, maybe.
Yeah. Actress Mila Jovovich offers a stellar performance as the sensual Lucetta.
On the one hand, she's like a child. She's this innocent. But on the other hand, she's very sexual and very animalistic.
And while Lucetta lives life to the fullest, Stone is undergoing a spiritual transformation after reading some religious pamphlets in jail.
I know I am.
Edward Norton offers a nuanced performance as the mercurial convict gradually turning introspective. Norton told VOA that none of the characters he plays reflect his personality.
Most of the things I've done are not specific to anything in my experience, but I relate in the sense that I feel like it's easy for me to imagine myself in other people's circumstances.
There are no redeeming characters in this story. In the end, the tables are turned in the power struggle between Jack and Stone. Jack loses his grip, while Stone finds inner balance and peace. John Kern's Stone is an existential drama with powerful actors, great cinematography, and staying power.
You're here to see your husband?
Penelope Pulu, VOA News.